Welcome to Victory Church's online podcast library. We hope you enjoy this message today.
Thank you, Lord. You know, this picture of Jesus being transfigured, it's really a picture of him, right, what he's like right now today. What is Jesus like right now? What is Jesus like right now? Get your eyes on him. Get your eyes on Jesus. If they're not, get your eyes on Jesus tonight. So after 6 days, Jesus took Peter and James and John, his brother, and led them up on a high mountain by themselves, and he was transfigured before them, metamorphosized, transformed. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. You know, Luke said his clothes were glimmering like lightning bolts of God were just coming out from Jesus. It's what it says in the Bible. You can't make this stuff up. It's what the Bible says. His face was shining like the sun, lightning bolts coming out of his clothes. They'd never seen anything like this before. You know, it's a picture of, they were catching a glimpse of who he really is. Have you seen him as he really is? Have you seen Jesus as he really is? When you see him as he is, it's transformational. Your life has changed. Absolutely changed. Transformed. So they were there and Jesus was praying. It says his face was transfigured. His face was changed. It was altered, one of the gospels says. His face was altered. His face began to shine like the sun. His clothes were like lightning bolts coming out of his clothing, says in Luke. And then, you know, the disciples were there, and then suddenly there was two other guys standing with him. There's this guy by the name of Moses and this guy by the name of Elijah. And they were talking with Jesus, and the disciples were there. And they were talking about, it says again in Luke, it says they were talking about his exodus, his decease. They were talking about his crucifixion, his resurrection, and his ascension into heaven. They were talking about what was about to happen. Talking about his glory. Jesus was about to enter into his glory, and they were tasting the edge of it that night, that day, whatever it was. They were tasting the edge of it. And there in that moment, they saw Elijah and they saw Moses. Moses, of course, is a picture of the law. The law testifies of Jesus. Moses came to point us to Jesus. Moses came as our schoolmaster to reveal to us that I needed to be saved. Have you figured it out yet? You're a sinner in need of a Savior. He exposed the error of our lives. Our hearts were laid bare by the law. That's why Moses came. He was pointing us to Jesus. And then Elijah was there, the representative of the prophets. The prophets spoke to us about Jesus, his eternal nature. They spoke to us about his virgin birth. They spoke to us about his life, about his ministry, about his miracles, about his death, about his resurrection, and about his soon return. Hallelujah. I believe all of it. I believe in the law, and I believe in the prophets, and I believe that Jesus wrapped it up. He is the law and the prophets. He is the word that became a man and walked among us. He is the fulfillment of all that God has spoken to us over the years. And then in that moment of moments, something like some of you are experiencing here tonight, in that moment of moments, suddenly the cloud of God just fell on him. The glory of the Lord fell in that place. The glory of the Lord fell in that place. And it says that they couldn't stand in the presence. They were on their faces. First time that we're aware of this happening to Peter and John and James, they were on their face. in the cloud, in the presence of the Lord. It's real. And then there was a voice that spoke from heaven. This, in Luke, it says, this is my chosen one. Listen to him. This is my son, it says in Matthew and Mark. This is my son. Listen to him. This is my chosen one, the Son of God. Listen to him. Listen to him. He has a plan for you. And so they were there in that place, in that presence. And Peter said, Lord, we're going to build 3 tabernacles. One for you, one for Elijah, and one for Moses. And that's when the Lord, the Father, began to speak and said, no, this is my son. Listen. Listen to my son. Jesus was the tabernacle on earth. The Word became flesh and tabernacle among us. He was the tabernacle. The glory was there amongst them. And you know what? Today, you and I, together, corporately, we have become the tabernacle of God. God has come to dwell with us and dwell inside of us. He's here with us. He's here with us tonight. So I want to just take a minute, think about this. He spoke to us. He said, listen to him. God said, listen to him. Listen to my son. Listen to his word. His words. It's his words that attract us, that draw us in. It's his words that convict us of all of our sins. It's his words that caused us to be born again. It's his word that transforms us. It's his word that heals us. It's his word that delivers us, and his words that direct us all the days of our life. Thank you, Lord. So of course today Jesus, he's been crucified, he's been raised up from the dead, he's ascended into heaven, he's seated at the right hand of God. That was a picture of what they were seeing that day. Jesus in his glory, seated at the right hand of God, he's praying for us. Just as he was praying that day on the mount, and the glory came down. He's praying for you tonight. The glory, and the glory is all over him and is pouring out toward you, the glory of the Lord. He's praying for you. He's praying for you for like Pastor Paris was talking about, recovery from everything that you've lost. All the stuff that was taken away from you, all of the stuff that was stolen from you, from your addictions, from your mistakes, from your stupid decisions that you've made. He's bringing not only forgiveness, but full restoration. That's what he's doing. That's what his prayers are about tonight. Full recovery in your life. And you know, this work that he's doing, this work of recovery, it's making you. It's making you into a different person. That's what the Word and the Spirit do. Listen to him. Listen to Jesus. His Word is changing you. You're not the person you used to be. He's changing you into a different kind of person. He's changing you into a lover of God and a lover of people. He's changing you into a holy man or a holy woman. No longer sneaking around in secret sin. No longer compromising. No longer bound by lust, addictions, and all the stuff that takes people off the rails and destroy their lives. No longer bound by alcohol and substance abuse. Transformed. He's bringing a new way of living into your life. You're a different kind of person. You have different joys, different pleasures, different loves. You have a different Lord. You have a different life. The former things are gone, and a new life has come to you. Yeah. He's changing you. You know, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, all sorts of beautiful things take place. You know, one of the first things that happens is he begins to remove all the pain, the hurt, all the stuff that's tormented you. He begins to remove it. The anointing comes and he begins to wash, sometimes it's with tears, but then joy comes. He just washes that stuff out. No longer afraid, no longer ashamed. Stuff that people did to you, stuff you believed, it's finished, no longer to be remembered. He's doing something fresh and brand new in your life. It's the work of the Holy Spirit, the Word and the Spirit working in your life. Then he begins to pour into you his giftings, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. He begins to pour this oil on your life, and it begins to manifest like Christ in your life. You begin to see these new tendencies, new talents, new energized vocabulary. You're able to speak out like you never could speak before, out of your belly. New thoughts are coming to you. Why? Because you've been changed. You're not the person you used to be. He's working on the inside of you. He's transforming you from glory to glory. So here we are in the Father's presence, in the presence of the Father. We hear his voice. Listen to my son. This is my son of my love. Listen to him. And as we listen to him, we begin to come under the influence of the glory of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. You know, before we pray, I want to read from Luke. This is, Luke's version is so powerful. You might as well just listen to it. So yeah, it came to pass about 8 days after these things that Jesus took Peter, John, and James, and they went up on the mountain to pray. They were just going to pray. And as he prayed, the appearance of his face was altered. You know, that's happening to some of you. You used to have a different look in your eyes. You had a different look in your face. It was coming from the inside, from things that you wanted to do. But your face, your countenance is being altered. Amen. His face was being altered. His robes became white and glistening. The word glistening is describing lightning bolts coming out of his robe. And behold, two men talked with him who were Moses and Elijah, the law and the prophets, who appeared in glory and spoke of his decease, his exodus, the reason that he came, his death, his burial, his resurrection, and his ascension, which he was about to fulfill, complete in Jerusalem. But Peter and those with him were heavy with sleep. And when they were fully awake, they saw his glory and two men who were standing with him. They saw the glory of the Lord. And it happened as they were parting from him that Peter said to Jesus, Master, it's good for us to be here. Let us make three tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. Not knowing what he said while he was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed them. That's what's happening to you tonight. Overshadow. Everyone say overshadow. Oh, it's a beautiful Bible word. Episkiazo. It means the shining cloud of glory. It's used with Mary when the Holy Spirit overshadowed her and she conceived by the Holy Spirit, Jesus in her womb. It's the very word that's describing Peter's shadow in Jerusalem when the anointing was on him and people were being healed up and down the streets of Jerusalem. He was overshadowed with the glory clouds. The glory cloud is here tonight. Sometimes you see it, sometimes you can't, but the cloud of his presence is here. They were saying that a cloud came and overshadowed them. They were covered in this shining cloud of glory, the Holy Ghost. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Jesus right there, his face was altered. The cloud of God's glory was on them, pushing them down. And the Father was speaking from the cloud. The Father's always speaking from the clouds. You get under the anointing and the word of God is coming out to you from the cloud. God's speaking direction and deliverance and healing and blessing and favor over your life. God is speaking from his cloud in your life. They were fearful as they entered the cloud. And a voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is my beloved son. This is my beloved son. This is my beloved son. Agapitas, the one that I love. My little boy that I love. I love him. I love him. Listen to him." When the voice had ceased, Jesus was found alone. All they could see when this was over was Jesus. All they could see was Jesus. All they could see was Jesus. The cloud was gone. The Father's voice was not booming from heaven, but there they were with Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come on, just get on your feet with me. Let's stand together.
Visit our website at www.victorychurchnola.com for service times and more information.